The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Welcome to the show, folks. You are tuned in to the American Freedom Party Report here on Sunday, March 26, 2017. I'm James Kelso, hosting along with Paul Fromm in Canada and George in Maryland. We're here to take your calls at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And we've got 3 hours. So the Sunday show is special. We get a chance to talk more in depth, and I don't have to be as rude as I usually am to you wonderful callers, so we can get into things in depth. So if, reach for that phone and dial in. This is your chance to get to say a little bit more. Welcome, Paul.
Well, thank you very much. And actually, I'm still in England, but yeah, it's good to be here.
And so, well, folks, we'll Paul Fromm in London, England. Got there right after the terrorist event where one of the wonderful immigrants to Britain, he actually, you know, this illustrates another side or another part of the immigration invasion story. This particular immigrant killer was born in Britain. His parents, were they Pakistanis, Paul?
Yes, Pakistanis, the terrorists, yes.
And so he... It illustrates the point that people, there was a standard of citizenship. There is a standard, which in Latin, I'll butcher the Latin here, but it's jus sanguinis. There are two standards of citizenship. One is jus solis, which is citizenship by soil, solis. And there's jus sanguinis, which is citizenship by blood. Yes. And that is the real and rightful standard in any European nation of what citizenship is. It's that you are a child of the founder settler people of your country, not someone who happened to be in Los Angeles on the day that your mother went into labor.
Yeah, that's exactly. And it's a distinction that, you know, really has to be emphasized, because there are people, many people in Britain and Canada and the United States who fundamentally hate us, hate our way of life, and are just time bombs waiting to find enough courage or the necessary weaponry to cause mayhem, as this fellow did last Wednesday.
Yes, and the point being, folks, that somebody's mother going into labor in Los Angeles does not make them now a member of our people. The everything, the genetics, the racial memory, the history, the tradition, the language, everything about them, every cell in their body is still a Mexican or a Guatemalan or a Pakistani. And so, and they don't change. They don't become this guy who was running across the bridge headed towards Big Ben with Theresa May at the end of his drive there, his murderous drive. Theresa May, watch the video of Theresa May being hustled into a Jaguar and gotten out of the Houses of Parliament. She doesn't know where to go. Her security's not ready for what's happening. And this killer is only 40 yards away from her. And she's walking, nobody covering her body. She's just walking, not sure which car to go to. The killer is right outside the gate that she's behind, which is open. And he was headed straight. He was making a beeline for Theresa May. He's dead, so you know we'll never know what else may have been in his mind. But the with the symbol of Britain right there, Big Ben. You know, if you see a postcard about, you know, I took a trip to Britain, it's likely to be a photograph of Big Ben. All of the tradition, the Houses of Parliament along the Thames, and this guy is mowing people down as he drives and aiming for white people as he goes down this bridge. His motive is to kill Brits. That's his motive. That's what moves him. Even though he was born in Britain, he's not a Brit. Paul, that was an extended way of saying that Paul is in London. So we'll get a little more update from Paul on what it's like to be in London and what's happened there to this, you know, for much of our American blood, Britain is the home, is the source. And I'll start out with a story. We'll go to that, Paul. No, let me say hi to George. George, thank you.
Hey, thanks, James. After we get going here and get some callers in, we'll draw attention to the murderers in our midst. An excellent article repeated in RBN in the Rolling News about the superintendent of schools in Montgomery County, Maryland. We just had a really, really, really nasty rape event where illegal aliens raped 14-year-old white girls in a school in Montgomery County in Rockville, Maryland. And we're getting lectured by Dr. Jack Smith, accusing parents of racist and xenophobia because they object to having adult rapist Islamic whatever's from wherever raping their white girls during the school day. It's ugly. What a great article, and we'll come to that.
And you know, you connect some dots there for us, George, because I watched this morning, I watched a segment of Janine Pirro's show yesterday where she interviewed, I think it was a superintendent of schools in that district in Maryland, and also another state official in Maryland, maybe the governor. Someone in the administration in Maryland, and she was talking exactly about what you're talking about. And folks, there's so many, there's incredible elements to this. The girl that was raped by illegal immigrants, who the police chief in question has ordered his people not to turn them over to ICE. Can you believe this? Immigration control enforcement not allowed to take custody of these rapists. And more to that, Janine Pirro dug into it and she said, what's going on in Maryland? She said, why do you have adult illegal immigrants in your classrooms with little children? Folks, we're talking about, this is another classroom, another situation, in a third grade class. Well, actually, I don't know. This might be the same. Third grade? No, of course, it's another class. But in the third grade, adults with gray hair in the third grade. And the answer was that
is real stupid.
Yeah. No, Janine Pirro, her mouth was open. She was aghast. She said, you're kidding. You're kidding. And when it occurred, she said, don't you have adult education for adults, you know, that need to go through the third grade? And they said, well, yes, we used to. The school superintendent said, we used to have that. But the social justice warriors came in and said that was racist. Sending people into an adult school at night and not letting them have the same school experience as the white children was racist. So we had to shut down our night school. But then it gets worse. In another headline out of Maryland, the Maryland legislature passed a bill by a large margin, making the entire state of Maryland a sanctuary state. Thank goodness the governor said, I will veto that the moment it hits my desk. Thank goodness. But
James, I would like to pile on. I know a few things about the People's Republic of Maryland. Dear RBN listeners, Maryland sucks. This is a communist frickin' piece of North America. Communist. Lenin, Stalin, left wing, Marxism. If you want to see the worst of the worst, get on I-95, drive into Maryland, pick any community you want. And you are among the most left of the left wing. You can't say anything in Maryland without being a xenophobe, a racist, blah. It's been going on for 40 years. We've had the most corrupt people on the face of the earth. And we've had governors like Marvin Mandel, people have gone to prison, Spiro Agnew. And you know, there is division. The eastern shore of Maryland's primarily white and conservative. The northern half is, too. Everything else is ultra, 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 ultra left-wing. It really is two states. This is not going to work in the long term. We either have a division, a civil war. We're having a civil war right now. If you're a 14-year-old going to school in Maryland, you know, prepare to be raped and then have your parents called racists and xenophobes. Thank you, Maryland politician.
And this sad situation in Maryland, George, would it be fair to say is related very strongly to the fact that the District of Criminals is nestled right there in the heart of Maryland?
That's 95% of it, and 5% is Baltimore went completely black 30 years ago, and that's right up the road. So can you think of a more ultra-left-wing part of the country? Well, yes. But I'll just say it again succinctly, Maryland sucks.
All right. Well, so we'll put that log on the fire here. And I noticed before we go to some other things, rather than keep callers waiting, we've got a caller from Canada. So let's go. And we have Paul Fromm right here. Byron in Canada, are you ready to go on the air?
Sure I am. pretty interesting show. Hey, you said that that was an immigrant, a Muslim immigrant that raped a 13-year-old girl in
illegal immigrant. We don't know. I don't know the ethnicity.
Well, Paul just said a Muslim. Now, was he a Muslim or just an immigrant or a Mexican or whatever? Well, was he a Muslim or not?
He's a Pakistani, and he's a Muslim, and he fits a pattern, you know. He was also a career criminal.
Are you getting mixed up with what happened in England or in the United States here now? You're calling both of them are Pakistanis?
The one who mowed people down on Westminster Bridge, at London Bridge, and tried to get into the House of Commons, killed a policeman and was shot and killed. George is talking about girls who were raped by Pakistani illegals in Maryland.
You better make sure you know what you're talking about when you start accusing people there. As far as I know, he wasn't a Muslim. Let's just start talking here. Here, just a month or two ago, some white Christian guy had a girl down and was cannibalizing her face. Did you guys talk about that? Did you talk about that, Byron?
No, Byron. Hang on. Let me just. I'm not trying to be cute with you, but where you're going with this is. Correct me if I'm wrong. Where you're going with this is that we are selectively reporting crimes by non-whites against whites, neglecting to report crimes of whites against anybody.
Yeah, how about the other white guy that had women? He killed about four or five people in that same area. Good Christian white guy. He had women that was tied up in his trailer with chains around their feet and legs. Did you report on that?
Okay, the difference is this. Yes, why don't you just listen here for a sec? There are whites who do bad things. There are white Christians who do bad things. But these people don't rape and murder in the name of their religion. That, you know, and any white person who went out and committed murder and said, God told me to do it, would be denounced completely from the, whatever branch of the Christian church it might be, whether it's radical right, conservative, or very, very liberal. No Christian would condone somebody going out and killing in the name of God. That is not the same with Islam. Radical Islam, these people do what they're doing in the name of their religion. That's the diff.
And may I throw something in here, Byron? And you certainly get a chance to talk here, Byron. And I appreciate your calling. I don't know what your source of information has been over the years, but the important thing here, there's a book out there called "The Color of Crime" by Jared Taylor. "The Color of Crime," and it's just simply a matter of facts, of numbers, Byron. If you had the right facts, you might not be making the argument that you're making. The reason Paul Fromm and Kelso and George are exercised about racial crime is that the rate of crime against white people from other races is off the charts. By off the charts, I don't mean double, triple, quadruple the white crime rate. Not 10 times the crime rate.
Yeah, it's 100 times.
In the case of American blacks, Byron, the incidence of violent crime is 50 times higher than among whites. 50 times. The likelihood, let's put it this way. If a 14-year-old girl is walking down the street in Baltimore, her chances of getting raped by a black man are 50 times higher than of being raped by a white man. And let me give you another statistic that is telling. The FBI's own crime statistics on race and crime, in 1 year, that they logged up 36,000 rapes of white girls by black men. 36,000 in 1 year. So, and we, in the nationalist movement, we report heavily on that. We talk about that a lot. You're correct, Byron. We feature that because it's a direct, terrible, terrible war. It's a threat against our people. Now, your argument is, well, then we're not reporting some huge number of similar crimes by whites. The FBI statistics, guess how many black women were raped by white men in the same year? Give me a guess, Byron. 36, and remember, there are, about 8 times as many white men in America as black men. So you'd expect, 8 times as many, they'd have a lot of rapes, right? If the black men have 36,000 rapes of white women and girls, the number, Byron, is zero. Zero. None. Not one. That's from the FBI. That's not from some right-wing think tank. That's not from the fevered mind of Paul Fromm or James Kelso. That's from the Federal Bureau of Investigation, a very politically correct organization. 36,000 white girls raped by black men, zero black women raped by white men. That's why we're so concerned about this, Byron. And that's just one number. It's everything else: aggravated assault, car theft, car jackings, home break-ins, all of those murder, that all follow the same pattern. So Byron, what do you think of that?
Well, James, we've lost Byron.
We've lost Byron. Okay. Well,
but, George has plenty to say about that. We'll come back. But
yeah, and at least Byron got to make his point, and folks, you know, the truth is on our side. The truth is on Paul's side. It's on George's side. So when someone like Byron wants to make a point like that, I appreciate you making it, Byron. The only problem you have with your point is that you're 100% wrong. You know.
Well, the Byrons of the world's an interesting thing. I invite Pete and Byron, and get with me sometime. We'll get in a car, and we'll get on Route 1, and we'll drive through Baltimore. We'll just drive through it. It'd take about 30 minutes to get through all the lights and whatnot. If we make it in one end and out of the other end on Route 1 in Baltimore without being gunned down, beaten, robbed, shot, raped, whatever, it would be a freaking miracle. And it wouldn't be done by white Christians either, Mr. Bryan.
All right, we got a break. We got Jeff in Chicago hanging on. We'll get to him and your calls right after this break.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit partdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Back, folks. Thanks for tuning in. And just to give you that reference, Paul's read it, George has read it, a great book by Jared Taylor entitled The Color of Crime. And it's a thin little book, but boy, does it pack a punch. The Color of Crime, and the place to find that is at amren.com. AMREN stands for American Renaissance, the group founded by Jared Taylor some decades ago, and you want to get that book, The Color of Crime. That's a real eye-opener for people who don't realize that there is a race war going on. An outright furious race war has been going on for a long time, but white people are engaged in that race war but not as the perpetrators. As a, in a one-sided war, we are the victims of this race war.
Here are some crime figures from 2015 from the states.
Yep.
Blacks killed by whites. So 2% of all the blacks killed in the U.S. were killed by whites. Blacks killed by police, 1%. So 1% of blacks who were murdered were killed by police. 97% of blacks who were killed by fellow blacks. So Black Lives Matter, yeah, sure they do. Tell that to the murderous blacks who have no respect for other people's lives, including that of fellow blacks. Now, what about whites? Whites killed by police, actually 3 times as many as blacks. 3% of whites who were murdered were killed by police. Whites killed by other whites, 16%. So 16% of whites who were murdered by other whites. Whites killed by blacks, 81%. So of the murders in the United States, if you're white, you've got a 4 in 5 chance of being killed, not by a fellow white, but by a black. That's the color of crime, and that's one of the reasons, you know, the American Freedom Party is so concerned about it, about our people and what's happening to our people.
Yes, and notice that this follows that ratio we talked about, Byron and others listening and interested in this, 50 times greater risk. 81% of whites murdered by blacks, 2% of blacks murdered by whites, 2% of those who were murdered. That's a 40-to-1 ratio.
I'm going to borrow from Don at Nationalist Times, and a wonderful newspaper. The way he used to describe it is every year blacks reap an immense harvest of white victims. And that's just the way it is, sports fans.
Oh, and as if another log is needed on the fire, I mentioned 36,000 in another particular year, 36,000 rapes of white girls by blacks and zero by whites back. What's that ratio? What's 36,000 to zero? What mathematical ratio is that? But it's worse than that. It's a lot worse than that. And your own common sense will tell you why. How many, you have to make up your own number because there is no way to ascertain this for the very reason that we're about to talk about. What percentage of white girls and women who are raped by blacks do you think report that to the police department? If you were a white girl...
Can you say witness protection program?
Yeah, can you say witness protection program? But you can list half a dozen really, really good reasons why a white woman or girl would not tell anybody about being raped by a black man. There are lots of good reasons, like staying alive, like saving your life or preserving your life or your reputation for the rest of your life. So my point is this. If 36,000 rapes actually went into the criminal system, if white women actually were willing to go to the police and go into the criminal system, maybe 10 times as many just kept it quiet. That's a lot of white women raped. We'll be back with Mitzi and others right after this break. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to, so I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
There it is, folks. Politically incorrect. And that's going to be my theme here for just a moment. We'll hang on to our callers. Pardon me for making you wait just a little bit. I want to open another topic here. As we close out, just for the moment anyway, that topic of the color of crime. And by the way, how has Donald Trump addressed it? Brilliantly, brilliantly. He has had it repeatedly at events. He still does it. He does it in the White House. The mothers and fathers of victims of the crimes of illegals And he's focused on not the color of crime. He's focused on crime by illegals, which is overwhelmingly the number one group would be Mexicans, and then others going down the list, Mexicans being most numerous. But these illegals, they're crimes against people who are overwhelmingly white, but not exclusively so. Donald Trump brings up on the stage, for instance, one very moving father whose black son was killed by an illegal. But Donald Trump makes the same point about the war against the American people. He presents it not quite as racially as Paul, myself, or George, but he communicates the same point to white America, is that it's time for us to defend ourselves. And Gretchen Wilson and Merle Haggard just made a point there in that song, I'm for the working man. And Donald Trump communicated that. Now, let's shift over to what the media is reporting as the fiasco of Friday, which is the collapse of RyanCare. The vote not even being held, pulled off the calendar, the vote on a replacement for Obamacare. Now, the media is gloating. Dianne Feinstein and Nancy Pelosi are jumping up and down with glee. But I'm going to bring you another side of the story here on today's show that will give you some real hope, a silver lining in that gray cloud. We're going to talk about the fact that the defeat of RyanCare may possibly mean the defeat of Paul Ryan.
Yeah, I'm jumping up and down with glee. For a different reason than Dianne Feinstein is.
Yes. All that happened on Friday, if you look at it, just the substance of it, a vote was not held. That's all. A vote was not held. That's not much of a catastrophe to me. It's a catastrophe, or to our nation, it's a catastrophe for Paul Ryan, because Paul Ryan proved himself incompetent at best. At best. Malevolent, possibly. But
and a traitor.
Incompetent being the steering the Trump program through the House of Representatives. Now here's, I'm going to give you two media pieces here. One that comes from Steve Bannon and another from Jeanine Pirro. I've never quoted Jeanine Pirro on this show. But I'll tell you what, she's on fire in this little segment. I'm going to play it for you. I love it. Let me see if I can get the audio for it. This is Jeanine Pirro yesterday. Oh, and why is this especially important? Just before earlier in the day, before she went on at 9 p.m. yesterday, Jeanine Pirro, Donald Trump put out a tweet. Jeanine Pirro will be on tonight at 9 p.m. Listen, tune in. So no one knew what he was referring to. Even Jeanine Pirro, apparently. But so everybody was tuned in to Jeanine Pirro. Donald Trump's tweet went out to 26.9, we'll have to check, maybe it's 30 million already, recipients. Here she is. This is good stuff, and this is what we'll talk about for a little bit on the show here. Hang on, callers. I just need to get it to
blaming Congress for yesterday's epic fail. And I've got some blame to throw around myself in tonight's opening statement. Plus,
there was additional unmasking. It was done.
Jeanine Pirro opening her show.
Details about President Trump's claims he and his team were spied on. Time for an independent investigation? I'll speak live with an expert. And later.
Can't rely on those Republicans, huh?
No, I did not say that.
Who do you blame for the health care failure? I hit the nation's capital to find out. Whose fault is it?
Obama.
Justice starts now. And even the president says you better be watching.
What the hell do you have to lose?
Hello and welcome to Justice. Live tonight from our nation's capital. I'm Judge Jeanine Pirro. Thanks for being with us. My opening statement. Paul Ryan needs to step down as Speaker of the House. The reason? He failed to deliver the votes on his health care bill, the one trumpeted to repeal and replace Obamacare, the one that he had 7 years to work on, the one he hid under lock and key in the basement of Congress, the one that had to be pulled to prevent the embarrassment of not having enough votes to pass. But this bill didn't just fail. It failed when Republicans had the House, the Senate, the White House, and the timing. It failed within the first 70 days of President Donald Trump's administration, a president who made replacement of Obamacare the hallmark of his campaign, and then used valuable political capital to accomplish it. You know, Americans elected the one man they believed could do it, a complete outsider, someone beholden to no one but them. And Speaker Ryan, you come in with all your swagger and experience, and you sell them a bill of goods, which ends up a complete and total failure. And you allow our president, in his first 100 days, to come out of the box like that? Based on what? Your legislative expertise, your knowledge of the arcane ins and outs of the bill writing process, your relationships, what, your drinks at the Hay Adams with your pals? Folks, I want to be clear. This is not on President Trump. No one expected a businessman to completely understand the nuances, the complicated ins and outs of Washington and its legislative process. How would he know which individuals upon whom he would be able to rely? Many of them friends and establishment colleagues of Speaker Ryan. You, on the other hand, Speaker Ryan, know very well who are the 15 hardliners, the 10 moderates, and all the other ones. You, of course, know their demands. And if you didn't, why didn't you? Some of them actually shut down the government over Obamacare, and you couldn't figure out what you needed to do to get their support? You knew no Democrat was going to support it, and that you would have to rely on Republicans. How could you possibly misjudge this? And where was the whip Scalise in all of this? How tough a lift was this? And why start with this if you're not sure you've got the votes? Now, I certainly have not spoken with the president about any of this, but I can only imagine that he and his aides took on health care because they believed you had his back, and you didn't. You didn't even test the waters. You had no consensus. And I hate it when Schumer and Pelosi get to beat their drums and talk about what a great day it is for America that President Trump failed, when even they know that Obamacare is a total disaster. The president, on the other hand, is handling this with dignity. And he doesn't seem to want to criticize you, saying this.
I want to thank Paul Ryan. He worked very, very hard. I will tell you that.
Mr. President, all reports are that you wanted to handle the tax cuts first, but that Ryan convinced you to go with health care. If that's the case, not only has he hurt you with his health care debacle, but the ripples that will hurt you as you try to overhaul the tax code will come back at you. The Freedom Caucus, feeling emboldened by their win with this health care failure, will now dig their heels in on the tax cuts. Ryan has hurt you going forward, and he's got to go. The shame of this is that in addition to putting your faith in someone who did not have your back, you made the decision, as opposed to letting Obamacare explode, as it inevitably will, you decided to take it on anyway.
Waited 2 years, it's going to explode like you've never seen an explosion. Nobody's going to be able to afford it. It's a disaster. And that's politically what we should do, but we don't want to do that. We want to get something done and get it done right.
I never put my faith in you, Ryan. I questioned you all through the campaign. When you distanced yourself from candidate Trump whenever you felt the prevailing winds blowing against Trump, to me, your loyalty was always in question. Yet what was never in question to me was your intelligence, your savvy, and your comprehension of the system. So why? Why would you let this happen? What was your agenda? The reason, Ryan, you and all your Washington colleagues are held in such low esteem with the American people is because you've forgotten about us. In spite of the fact that you rhinos were all working against him, though, the president joined with you. And he relied on you, trusting you, believing you had his back, and you didn't. The American people won't forget this, and neither should the president. And that's my open. Tell me what you think on my Facebook page.
So, I played the whole thing, folks. She left Paul Ryan as a smoking pile of rubble.
As he should be. George will start. Donald Trump has broad shoulders. I don't think he's been sitting back the last 6 weeks going, "Well, won't it be great to let Ryan Kerr, you know, crumble?" I would be delighted. I mean, if Ryan resigns this week, that would be the biggest political earthquake I've ever seen. It would be a magnificent victory, and you know, a couple weeks delay in Ryan Kerr or whatever Kerr. Get rid of him.
Yes. Now let me put another exciting thing on here. This will be short. This is on the same story. This is the big story, of course. The collapse of the Ryan Kerr on Friday. That is the big story. And I want to encourage all of you fans of Donald Trump out there, all you patriots, I want to encourage you that about the whole thing. And I'm encouraged by this. Folks like Lou Dobbs saying, "Ryan, you got to go. Jeanine Pirro, Ryan, you got to go." Getting Ryan out of the way, if that's the price for simply a bill not being brought up, that's all that happened. A bill that was a loser was not brought up. If we get rid of Paul Ryan instead of having to deal with him for the next 8 years, this was well worth it. Here's an article from Breitbart. They're quoting from New York Magazine, which is not a right-wing publication. Breitbart is. But Breitbart loves this article from New York Magazine, which goes this way. Gabriel Sherman in New York Magazine writes that White House chief strategist and former Breitbart News executive chairman Steve Bannon has privately expressed concern that the American Health Care Act, that's Ryan Care, betrays the populist voters who put Donald Trump in the White House. Now, by the way, folks, this article was written 2 days before the failure of Ryan Care. This is a New York Magazine writer talking about Steve Bannon, who was behind the scenes bashing Ryan Care and Paul Ryan. Here's the article. Remember, this is written 2 days before the failure of Ryan Care. So you can imagine, just multiply this because the temperature's gone up since then. The failure to repeal and replace Obamacare would be a stinging defeat for Trump. Would be for the event. But it would be an even bigger defeat for Paul Ryan, who has all but staked his speakership on passing this bill. And in the Hall of Mirrors that is Washington, the big winner to emerge out of the healthcare debacle could be, here's good news, folks, Steve Bannon. That's because Bannon has been waging war against Ryan for years. For Bannon, Ryan is the embodiment of the globalist corporatist Republican elite. A failed bill would be Bannon's best chance yet to topple Ryan and advance his nationalist, populist, economic agenda. This is being written, folks, by a liberal.
Publicly, amen to that.
Publicly, Bannon has been working to help go fast, but privately, he's talked it down in recent days. According to a source close to the White House, Bannon said he's unhappy with the Ryan bill because, quote, doesn't drive down costs. It's written by the insurance industry. Ooh, that stings.
Oh.
While the bill
strips away many of Obamacare's provisions, it does not go as far as Bannon would wish to, here's Bannon's words, deconstruct the administrative state. That's what we want in the realm of health care. He has told people that Trump's economic advisor, Gary Cohn, C-O-H-N, a West Wing rival, has run point on Ryan. Bannon did not respond to a request for comment. So here's the good news, folks. Steve Bannon was right. Ryan Care was in fact is a stab in the back to Donald Trump. Donald Trump trusted Paul Ryan to A, write a bill that would be reflect the Trump philosophy. He did not. He trusted Ryan's assurances that he could pass a good bill once it was introduced in the House. He did not and could not. So he betrayed Trump on several levels and caused immense damage to Donald Trump. He's got to go. Jeanine Pirro is right. Lou Dobbs is right. Both of them red in the face in their insistence Ryan has to go. So this is good news. We got a little break here. My apology to everybody holding. We will get to you immediately after this break. Stay tuned.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promote stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Mm-hmm.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name. 'Cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto. Just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Well, I'm out to find me a wealthy woman in a line of work that don't take no diploma. I ain't got much to lose, but got a lot to gain.
We're back, folks. And let me go to the callers now. The let me find you callers and make you wait no more. Get that screen back up here. We've got Bill in Wisconsin, Mitzi in Florida, and ahead of them, I think, let's see, we have Jeff in Chicago. So, Jeff, you've been waiting the longest. My apologies, sir. You're on the air.
Am I here?
Yes, Jeff, you're on the air.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't hear that little rush sound. Well, you stole my thunder in the first half hour with the Rockville outrage. So I'm going to bring up, I don't know if you've talked about this during the week. I wasn't able to listen to shows, but Hillary Clinton's political hitman, David Brock, the homosexual, suffered a heart attack a few days ago. It didn't take him out of the picture, unfortunately, but it did put him down for a while. So I think we have minor miracles to be thankful for.
Well, what do you, Jeff? You know, what do you think about the argument I'm making here? It's not original to me. Breitbart is making the argument. New York Magazine is making the argument that the betrayal of Trump by Paul Ryan and the abject failure of the first big package of the Trump program to come out, that's sabotaging that as Paul Ryan did, may be what is needed to get Paul Ryan out of the way. It's not a big deal. He'd still be a congressman. It is a huge deal. But replacing a Speaker of the House, this is not a Herculean task.
Of course not. It was done two or three years ago with John Boehner.
Well, yes, John Boehner, even more recently than that, was replaced, and Paul Ryan was the replacement. And it didn't take any kind of a big push. It didn't take anything like this colossal failure to push John Boehner out. John Boehner was pushed out simply because the Freedom Caucus, which is a group of about 30 Republican congressmen, who, by the way, do not announce who their members are. It's known, but it's not actually published who their members are. But the Freedom Caucus, which is a group of people that actually is very supportive of Donald Trump. These are real right-wing people who think that the establishment Republican program is a bunch of mush. So these are good people.
I agree with them. I'm glad the thing failed. I mean, from what I read about it, it was not an improvement on Obamacare. It was just, like they said, Obamacare lite. I mean, it wasn't going to reduce premiums. It wasn't going to, it was going to do nothing. And it would have came back to bite them in the butt in the 2018 elections. They need to pass a clean bill that will markedly reduce premiums. I mean, they got to do it by like the end of the summer, so it has time to gestate. So by the time voting comes around in 2018, America will say, "Yeah, Trump has lowered our premiums."
We're going to pick up here on your point, Jeff. We're going to pick up on your point when we come back from the break. Stay tuned.
PatriotPrepared.com carries the leading brands of storable food from Numana, Legacy, and Heaven's Harvest. Patriot Prepared. Our name says it all. We're dedicated to empowering you to be self-reliant and confident in any circumstance. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or you're an outdoor sports enthusiast, PatriotPrepared.com has prepackaged meals and kits for your entire family. Legacy, Heaven's Harvest, and Numana are known for high-quality, great-tasting, GMO-free, nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. Simple to prepare, easy to store, gluten-free and organic high-quality nutrition options with a 25-year shelf life. You can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. So go to PatriotPrepared.com right now to pick up your supply of high-quality storable food for your family, because it makes good sense to be prepared. That's PatriotPrepared.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.